kind of weird, right? They're what? Coming to do this.
They're coming today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They should be getting here soon.
Yep. All right, I'm going live.
You are?
Yeah, I'm live right now.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to do some live because we're on, like, location inside the house. This podcast is coming from inside the house.
I like it.
That's what I said. Still in the house, but still remote. So this will be fun. Here we go. Oh, wait, watch.
Podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
I screwed it up.
You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Hello, hello. Thanks for joining the room. Josie's here. As you're coming into the room, let us know how it sounds. We're all working off of one microphone.
Make yourself comfortable.
And as you can tell, maybe I'm playing the music for us off of my phone.
We're on location.
We're on location inside the house.
That's right.
Thank you all for joining.
Gotta go to new places sometimes.
Oh, yeah. This is good.
Oh, yeah.
I think that sounded real nice.
Oh, yeah.
That's real nice. So what we're doing right at this very minute, Marlon is here. Hi, Marlon.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
And we're still working on this Yoda puzzle.
Oh, Yoda.
Well, I'm more so watching these two work on it.
You need to help because you're really good at them.
But I'm not. I'm just not so like that, Marlon. It's so frustrating, man. I feel like that you guys have already used all the pieces that go together. And all these extra ones are just from some other fucking puzzle. Yeah. That got mixed in here somewhere in shipping, maybe, wherever you got this.
In shipping?
Well, things are getting messed up in shipping right now.
I guess.
How is everyone out there in quarantine or whatever you call it, isolation?
Social distancing?
Yes. Lucy, thank you so much for sharing the show. We really appreciate it.
Did they go and see your trick that you did yesterday?
Oh, yeah, that's true. I don't know if you've had a chance or not, but definitely go to Facebook, Swallow Nation. We did a little car challenge. I did it. I was the only one to participate. Shayna wouldn't do it because she knew she couldn't do it.
Oh, I just didn't want to make you look bad.
Whatever. You were. You wouldn't have been able to do it.
I would be better at it than you.
Nah, you wouldn't have been able to do it.
I still time, my friend.
Well, the challenge has been laid down. Make sure and go to Swallow Nation on Facebook and watch the Car in the Garage challenge.
Car in the Garage. It was cute. It was really cute.
That's fun.
You did a good job.
The things we think of doing when you've got nowhere to go.
You can't think of anything else to do.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are working on this puzzle deck.
Stupid puzzle.
Day 22.
Listen, I'm too far in now.
You're committed.
I can't stop now. Yeah. I just can't. I'm too close. Now.
Can't stop. So when do we get to start having parties again?
I don't know.
April 20th.
April 20th? What about Shayna's birthday?
April 30th, I think.
Shayna's birthday is in 8 days.
What? A week. What day is it?
Today is Monday, March 31st. Your birthday is April the 7th.
That
makes it 8 days away, which means next Wednesday.
No, I'm good, thank you.
Next hump day is Shayna's birthday, right?
Oh, it's on hump day?
Let's look. Kai is in the room, and Laura, and Lucy, and DW.
I hope it's on a hump day.
Josie's here. And, who else is in here? Oh, I can do this. Click, click. Aw, look at me go.
Wow.
I'm like a genius. Like I've run this app before. Amita is in the room. What's up, Josh? How are you? Oh, you don't get to be with your boyfriend on his birthday. That sucks.
How come?
They're social distancing, I think.
Oh.
But today's Johnny's birthday. Happy birthday,
Happy
Johnny.
Happy birthday, Johnny. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Johnny. Roadie Boss is also in the room. Thanks, Roadie Boss. We appreciate it.
Roadie Boss.
Oh, that sucks, man. Your birthday. What are we going to do? Let's do a drive-by parade.
Buddy, drive by.
And everyone drive has by. To bring in shooters.
Drive by. Throw them in the front yard.
Yep. Drive by shooter parade. And we'll put you out there in a costume and then throw shooters at you or something. Yeah. And we'll dress up and we'll have like a little party in the driveway with costumes.
We can't in the driveway.
Why?
Because we won't have a driveway.
Next week we will have a driveway, yeah, a brand new driveway. No one better spill on my driveway.
And the garage will be clean.
And people could stop and say hi from a nice social distance.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
And throw shooters at you. All right, that's what we're doing. We've got 8 days to get this planned.
All right. Cool.
Blanket the city. Blanket I'm gonna get the news channel on this. Lucy says they have a naked clown running around their neighborhood. Now, I have not been to your neighborhood.
I want to see this naked clown.
I guarantee it's probably some old hairy guy. It's not
I
a
don't
dude
care.
You want to see. Yeah, that's true.
I still would want to see
it.
Yeah,
you still want to see it, I guess. Could you send him over here, Littleton, Lucy? If you see him.
Send him our way.
Say, hey, they want to see
There's
you over in Littleton.
Over there
we
looking
need a
for
little neighborhood here.
I want to know if Lucy has seen the naked clown.
I know.
Now there's so many questions that Lucy has brought up.
Hmm.
How exciting.
How exciting.
Well, no, there's nothing going on here.
And
it's only the third day of lockdown. Where are you texting in from, Lucy? If he's already running around dressed like a clown naked on day three, you're screwed for day nine. Day nine, it's going to be butthole clowns.
Butthole clowns.
Everywhere.
Wow.
Holy moly. Oh, she's in New Zealand.
Oh, wow.
Awesome. But I bet it's beautiful out there, even with a naked clown running by.
Yeah.
What are the public nudity laws there in New Zealand?
I would take the naked clown.
If his dick is hanging out, like in England, I think he could run around with no top on.
I don't know.
Dress like a clown.
I don't have any idea.
Paint your boobs like eyeballs and run around. I'm looking at you. You should do that to me. Let's do that.
Okay.
Paint my man boobs like that. Like two big eyeballs and a smiling face. And I'll just run around.
All right.
The grocery store.
No.
I will.
Not the grocery store.
I'll video it.
Okay.
People are traumatized there enough already.
But we'll just do some shorts like I'll be coming out of the house. Hey, I'm looking at you. Stop looking at me. My eyes are up here, mister.
My eyes are up here.
Oh, I need a magnifying glass.
Yeah,
now, I believe Lucy's saying that she thinks that naked clown is her uncle.
Oh, awesome. That's
but
even
she
better.
Hasn't seen him in a while from social distancing. Maybe that, so. I get it. I love it. Well, I hope that you are safe, Lucy, and you have all the toilet paper you need.
Yeah.
All the supplies you need. Or bidet. I just used my bidet this morning twice. I didn't eat well yesterday.
It's nice. Oh, my God. Sean.
But, you know, sometimes when I'm in the last couple of weeks, thank you, Josie, I know I've been like, oh, man, this salsa is so hot. I should stop eating it. But then I'm like, why? Tomorrow I'll just sit on the bidet. You know, because the next day you're like, oh, I need a popsicle. Not what? Now. Not now. I have a bidet. Cold spray of water. And you're like, woohoo. Orale.
Orale.
That's what you do, Lucy. You just tell and help the people around you and do the right thing.
Yep.
We're doing the same. Except for that one neighbor, because we don't like her. But we have asked about our other neighbors.
That was funny.
But you know, the ones we do like, we're helping. I feel like that's fair. These are trying times. Can't help everyone.
That made me laugh. That was funny. Except for that one. Listen, it's pretty hard to make us not like you. Like, for real.
Yeah, you gotta try hard.
Oh, I got a piece.
Yeah?
Because of the magnifying glass, Grandpa?
Hey, shut up. Yeah. I've used it too.
I'm the oldest guy in the room, so I can't talk about it.
Can't talk about it.
Shayna's gonna have a parade for her birthday parade. Birthday parade. Almost died. Almost choked.
Almost.
Well, tell Grandma Nancy we said hi. We think she's great.
Grandma Nancy?
Yeah. She thinks I'm hilarious. Grandmas love me.
I know.
You just let her know that I am huge with grandmas. And so she can expect a lot of laughs listening to this show.
I found a number one.
I found a video on Reddit, and I tried to share it on Facebook, but I don't know if anyone can watch it. But it's of a woman, and she's doing a selfie, and she's like, "So I have an elderly neighbor, mm-hmm. and I know she lives alone, and I haven't seen her in a couple days. So I'm gonna make a sign and ask her if she's okay."
Right.
So she shows herself making this little paper sign. It says, "How are you doing? Do you have everything you need? Are you okay?" And she hangs it on her fence. Right, so the neighbor can look out the window and see it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then she shows a video of the neighbor walking over to the window, putting up a sign in the window, and it says, "Fuck off." That grandma don't want nothing to do with you.
She don't need
anything you got.
She don't need your help.
Stay away.
Oh my gosh. How great is that? This is the best right here. Wait a minute. I gotta.
That's great. That's how, you know. I think that's a general maybe feeling going around.
Wow. Tomorrow is Nancy's birthday. So we got to sing happy birthday to Nancy. She's going to be 103 tomorrow.
Is that who's?
Nancy. That's Lucy's grandma.
Oh, fun.
And we're on speaker.
She's 103?
Tomorrow.
Ooh, wow.
Because it's her birthday.
Good job.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. You made it to the birthday after 102. Happy birthday to you. Way to go, Nancy. Happy birthday to you.
That was good. That was really good.
That's fun. She's my New Zealand grandma.
I love it.
I love her.
You love grandmas.
I love grandmas. I do.
That's exciting. That's,
I'm glad I could make her laugh.
That's a good birthday song.
Yeah, that's my birthday present.
Yeah.
That's my, <I know. laughs> that's my little song, a little hug in
I
a
know
song.
It's in there somewhere.
It's like a little hug for your neck.
Oh my god.
Have you started drinking?
No, I think I need to. I took a Sudafed and I feel all zippy.
Zip, zip, zip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We worked so hard over the last 2 days. Maybe I'm just delirious.
Yeah, I could be delirious.
You know, because
we did work really hard.
Like we mentioned earlier. We'll swing by later or after this thing clears up. Nancy will grab some crumpets, some cakes.
Crumpets?
She thinks we're in the neighborhood. I don't know. What's the regional crumpets snack? Like here in America, we just have Twinkies or like coffee cake. But what, you know, in England, they have like biscuits. What do you, I thought maybe crumpets or
what
something.
Do they have
New Zealand.
Down
and down under,
I
they.
I don't know.
Vegemite.
A Vegemite sandwich.
Vegemite sandwich.
Boom. I don't know what a Tim Tam is, but I want one now. They have Tim Tams. They sound fun.
Is that like a cookie?
Come over here, baby, and let me give you a Tim Tam. It's got cream in it? I bet it does.
Tim Tam on your gym jam.
They have Tim Tammies.
Tim Tams. I am going to Google it. Tim Tams.
Mm.
Have you seen Tim's Tams? Woo, they're huge.
They're huge, I tell you, huge.
I'm not making fun because here we have Twinkies.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure there's Twinkies there too. I don't know. Tim Tam. It's a therapy.
Tim Tam on your gym jam.
It's a therapeutic massager. Yeah, we have those too, but we call them vibrators. Oh, Tim Tam. They look yummy. It's a chocolate biscuit made by Australia biscuit company Arnott's.
Oh, they look good.
It's two malted. Ooh, I love anything
you
malted.
You love anything malted.
Malted biscuits separated by a light chocolate cream filled and coated with a thin layer of textured chocolate. I need you to send me some of these Tim Tams right now. I'm going to need to get some of these Tim Tams.
in your mouth malty? Right now.
The malted biscuit. Oh. I'm a malted guy.
You are.
I like malt shakes. I like malt balls. I like other malted things
that
I can't think of right now.
That's all I got.
Yeah, malted balls. oh, I like malt vinegar on my fish.
Yeah, that's malt true.
I like all the malts. I don't like malt liquor.
Oh, you shouldn't.
I don't. Well, I don't like malt liquor.
You drink Trulies, though.
But that's not malt liquor. No, it's not.
It's not?
No, now... They're hard lemonades that they just came out with. They're like Mike's Hards. That one's malt.
Okay.
But I can taste the malt liquor right away, and I don't like it. I don't like the malt. I wish you guys, what the hell is it called?
Microphone.
There you go.
Microphone.
Had a camera so you guys could see us hunkered
down over here working on this puzzle.
Oh, Misa Sheriff.
With the microphone?
With the microphone.
Yes, we're using one single microphone today, so if it sounds a little different to everybody, that is why. We are doing it on location from inside the house.
Yes.
But it's actually on location at the puzzle.
But we
need to get this puzzle done and off of this table so we can set that racetrack up.
I know, right?
Yeah, Sean got the racetrack out. He says it looks weird.
It does, but it has instructions.
Instructions.
Yeah, it's got the instructions. They're like 1950s. Whatchamacallit?
That's a candy bar.
No, that was a candy bar. 1950 candy slot bar. Car track. But it still has the original instructions. Classy Little Cupcake says, yeah, you guys are hovering over Yoda.
Yoda! Yeah, what's up, Classy?
She's doing pretty good, though. They've actually got a few pieces. I've helped none. But.
You know what? When you help, it goes faster.
I don't think this piece goes here.
Boot. Goes where?
Right there.
Mrs. Sheriff says hello.
Hello. Nope. All right.
Maybe.
So, we have the driveway people coming today because we're going to get...
I don't know if this will work.
Let's try concrete.
This. Think this will work.
What are you doing?
New concrete driveway.
Oh, I don't know.
Inside the garage.
Yeah.
And around the back.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Are you trying to take a call?
Oh, she dropped. Yeah. I thought I would try. Someone called in, so I thought I would try it.
Why not? We're not at our setup, but that's okay. It might work. Just might work. Okay, switch.
Switch. Ugh. Rotate.
Gotta
move. Amita's in the room. Jazz Duck,
Missy Sheriff,
Classic Cupcake, Mary Ann, excuse me, Josh is also here.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Joshua.
And we've lost Lucy, but we enjoyed having her while she was here. Lucy was our new friend from New Zealand with my grandma Nancy. 103, man.
That's awesome.
That's for real. How do you think she feels?
Probably feels pretty good.
103. Oh. Remember the song, you've lived past your 102nd birthday?
You said your
92nd. No, I said 102.
Okay.
Well, being that she's still 102, not 103.
I did.
Okay.
I will.
Okay.
I said 102 in my song.
Okay. I don't know.
Josh was listening. It was always 102.
Was it?
Yep.
Okay. It was a good song.
I know, right? It was a good impromptu birthday song for my birthday grandma in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Shana's birthday is next week, for those of you that have just joined. And earlier in the podcast, we decided we were going to do a parade by the house.
Drive-by parade?
Drive-by parade, and everyone has to drive by and throw a shooter at Shana. She's going to be dressed like a Target.
Like a Target.
We're gonna dress you like a big Target logo.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
I didn't know.
People are gonna wrap their shooters in backwards tape, and try and get them to stick to you.
Like a Velcro.
Like a Velcro suit. Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Okay? We'll try it.
And so You'll have on a plastic suit because the tape will stick really good to the plastic.
Okay.
Like trash bag, you know. And then they gotta stick their shooters to you. Wow. I dig it.
We're gonna put you in a trash bag for your birthday.
Good. And Amita says for sure we've got to include a naked clown.
Yeah.
In the parade. So that's done.
We do need to have a naked clown.
Yeah, done. Luckily, there's already one right here in the room.
I was going to say, I feel like that's you.
I am the naked clown.
You are. Hey, what you doing?
I'm touching it.
You know what? My butt cheeks are sore.
My butt cheeks are sore from going up and down the freaking stairs. Hi, Paula. How are ya? Good morning. How's everyone at home?
Yeah, how's everyone doing?
Smiley faces for your lovely...
What are they doing?
Oh, say it. Josh says you need to press your boobs against the front window, and that's social distancing enough for him.
Okay. I will do that for my Joshy.
For Josh. But it's her birthday, so what are you going to press against the window?
That's right.
Yeah, she's going to want...
Turnabout
really
is fair play.
To be fair, yeah.
I do like things to be fair.
Yeah, I want one of those Tim Tams.
I really do.
That darn...
See?
Said the Tim Tams.
What was her name again?
Lucy.
Lucy and Nancy.
She came in here and got me all hopped up on Tim Tams.
She knew what you liked.
And then...
She knew how to talk to you.
Extra savings, 30% off your curbside pickup order at Joann's today.
Oh, I need stuff from Joann's.
Stuff from Joann's. Well, thanks, everybody.
I think this is all right. People don't mind.
No, we're
that's
hanging out with
That's how it goes.
Us.
Everything's kind of be a little weird.
Mm-hmm. We're hanging out at the work table.
I think life will ever go back to normal.
I don't know.
Marlon?
No.
Do you think people will get elective surgeries? I mean, I know that's a horrible question for you.
Oh, yeah.
Like they used to. It'll go right back to it.
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, please. People need to
People
be
always want to modify
we'll always be
themselves.
Bent, yeah.
It'll still be, you know, because what's important might change now. You know, is it really important to... this or that
you would
or,
hope that
or should I be
change now.
Prepping for a future where there's pandemics more all often and not get that new nose that
right.
I want or
I'm sure you know
have that finger removed.
There'll be that element of people who won't have elective surgeries like that, you know, they won't have the plastic surgery
right
where if they were on the fence a while ago because of cost, but then
yeah.
you have you know, the other 90% that just pays cash.
That are just dead set.
Just,
I'm having it.
They can afford it, they'll do it.
Yep. Especially eye surgeries and stuff like that, because the last thing you're going to want to have to do is keep track of glasses, especially contacts in the future and pandemic land.
Oh.
oh, nice.
Yes.
Nice, man. I worked on that one piece all freaking night last night.
Oh.
Okay. Now, find
good.
That one.
No.
That was satisfying watching you put it in there,
I'm
though.
Done.
You're done. Later. He's going back to bed. Because there are those that I've got this money, I'm doing this, and when they're going to reschedule my appointment or had things scheduled,
right,
you know.
Right.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. You know, and then.
If they want that rib removed so they can get down there. They're getting it out.
That's right. They're going to get
whatever
it
takes.
And then, you know, people still want to fix their ACLs and, you know,
yeah.
their shoulders. And so I think, you know, my business will be back. But
maybe boob doctor jobs might be a little bit hurt after this.
I don't know, man. I mean, I feel like cam girls are going to skyrocket.
Mm-hmm.
That is, digital relationships are probably going to become the norm.
Well, that's what's happening right now. Everyone
yeah, but
is locked inside.
We're trapped inside.
I just saw a video.
I bet
video.
The cam sites are freaking off
yeah,
the hook right now.
Yeah.
I just saw a video on Facebook or Instagram or something.
Huh.
And it was pandemic dating.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a guy on his balcony, and there was a girl on her rooftop. And so he waves at her, and she waves at him,
uh-huh.
and he has a drone. So he sends the drone over there with his phone number taped to it.
Uh-huh.
And so then they start texting. So then they have their first date together. She's on her roof.
Her balcony.
And he's
mm-hmm.
on his balcony.
Nice.
And then they're FaceTiming.
Aww.
Oh, you look beautiful. Oh, thank you. And they each have their own
weird.
Little romantic table set up. That's our future, man.
Do You're going to have to get a test. That is weird. Hey, are you clean?
There'll be tests. The national tests.
Yeah.
You'll have to get send a national, over, whatever it's called.
Send over all right, well, your virus.
Sally's joined us, breakdown. And Dina Jo's now in the room.
Right.
We're talking the beautiful future ahead of us. This is a sci-fi movie for sure.
Yeah, right.
I told you I watched one the other day. It was a Korean movie called Pandemic.
Oh,
seems right. Fitting. And,
you know, it was all in subtitles, but
yeah.
When people are running around screaming, it's kind of universal.
Right.
Yeah.
You get absolutely. The gist of it.
Yeah, but it was good. It started like in Korea. They were gonna bomb the town. They were shooting people as they were coming out of the, you know.
Just yeah.
So it wouldn't get out of, you know, the town it was in. It was interesting.
They were fleeing the city.
They were trying to. But then they stopped them.
Of course.
They always stop them.
You can't leave.
You staying in that containment.
But what was interesting is the only English in that movie was an American guy. He was kind of part of the like Korean US pact or something. And so he was making sure he was kind of the guy who was going to drop the bomb.
Ah.
Trying to talk the president into killing all these people.
Get it done. Huh, interesting.
Take him out.
What's up, Big Rick?
I like happier movies.
Happy movies.
Yeah. Happy.
Movies that make her go,
happy.
Ha ha ha. Have you been drinking this morning?
I will never tell.
That's why I think I don't want any orange juice and I don't want a Bloody Mary, but there's really no other breakfast booze drinks. Just martini. Just rocking having a martini instead of an olive. I dropped in two olives.
You could do a fancy coffee.
Yeah, fancy. I already had coffee. I don't
breakfast
need any more
boob
coffee.
Drink. Is that what you
a
said?
A breakfast boob drink. That's what we need. What's up, kids? He likes movies that make you go boing. That's what Big Rick likes. We talked about that yesterday with another guy, with Ralph, on Ralph's podcast. We were listening, and he was very fascinated with the idea of couples watching porn together because he thought that some porn was geared for women and some for men, I think, and he was trying to figure out. I don't know, he was trying to figure it out, but he was having this conversation about porn. We thought about, like, watching a porn.
Let's do a watch party.
And do a watch party. Yeah, set up the camera.
Porn watch party.
I don't know where we can do. We can't do it on Facebook.
I think it's weird when a couple doesn't watch porn together.
Now, we could do it on Facebook, but just have the, and not have the camera, obviously, on the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Just on us watching the movie.
Right.
But we should probably get a new porn. You know, one we haven't seen.
One we haven't seen.
Like
a
thousand
times.
Yeah, because we've watched Pirates, I bet, every bit of 500 times.
It plays in this workroom.
But yeah, well, we've had it since it was new.
Background music.
So I would say we've owned the movie 20 years. That's an old movie.
We have not owned it for 20 years. It's not that old.
What year do you think it was made?
Not 20 years ago. But it is a good movie. If you haven't seen it, you should see it.
Oh, White Russians on your cornflakes.
What?
Wow.
That's an idea.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know
whose idea that was, but I'm going to find out.
That sounds dangerous.
I like movies that make you go boing. Sally. I like it, Sally. White Russians on your cornflakes, and then you drink the bowl, and it's not all sugary.
You drink the bowl.
Yeah.
That was cute.
Black Russians.
What's a Black Russian?
Doesn't give up cream for alcohol. I have no idea what the hell that means. I didn't know. I don't know.
You didn't know?
I don't know.
Me?
I know what a green Russian is.
Yeah?
That's absinthe in a white Russian.
Right.
So it's Kahlua and absinthe, I believe, is what it is. All right, what was I looking up? I was Googling something. Oh, Serengeti. Oh, there's a clock.
Different clock.
Yep.
This is the workroom clock. For those of you who don't know, we have a lot of clocks.
All right, here we go. Pirates 2,
Stagnetti's Revenge, not Serengeti's. Why always call it Serengeti's?
I don't know.
It's Stagnetti's Revenge.
That's a good one.
Ah, instead of the cream, you just more vodka.
Oh.
Makes sense. 2008.
It's not 20 That's years not 20 ago. Years.
It's not 20 years, but it's still Don't 12
Don't turn
years.
And look at me like, see?
See how long not that's 20 over years. A decade. That's 12 years.
That's funny.
Jesse Jane, Riley Steele, Katsuni. She's probably the one that is the best one in it, right?
Some...
And Evan Stone, he's the star.
He's the best one.
He's like, I don't know, a mix between Jack Black and Fabio.
Yeah, he's funny.
He's like a goofy Fabio. Belladonna.
Belladonna.
Yeah, I don't even...
She's classic.
Play what?
She's classic.
Come baby elephant walk.
I have to do it on my phone because we're doing it on location inside the house.
Do you have it on your phone?
That's where I play it. Maybe. How's that? Can you hear it?
Oh, yeah. Get in there.
Does make you want to dance.
This mic is good. This is the first time I ever tried this microphone.
Is it?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I was kind of forced into buying it.
Yeah.
But whatever. I like it. Now we have a remote mic that we can do this.
Yep.
We can just take the laptop and this one microphone.
It's perfect.
And it will be fine, right? You guys can hear us good enough out there. It sounds like Rick can hear the elephant, so that's making him happy. That's my job. It is the perfect song. So how many, who else in the room has been doing puzzles? Anybody else? Roger just joined the room. Bop, 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 bop. I don't know if this is Mancini or not, but I'll tell you, it's good. I don't know. I guess it's from a John Wayne movie, according to my mother-in-law. Nice. Look at you go. You're getting all that done. It's a good song, that's for sure. Like this piece right here has got to be... Mm-hmm. There's more of it, too. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's more of it, but... I keep looking underneath the poster board thinking, is there pieces missing?
Hidden pieces.
Oh, they're here now?
They'll probably go next door first.
Big truck's out there? I'm going to take a look.
A big truck is pulling up out there.
Big Rick said something.
Oh, it's the same guy that wrote the Pink Panther theme. I do like that one, too.
Oh, yeah. Henry Mancini?
Oh, that's a long time, Classy. Your paintings won't come until May.
Aww.
It's because everything comes from China. China's shut down.
Those are some nice paintings, too.
Yeah, pretty fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be the nudes. Paint by number nudes. That's what the Classy is doing. Okay, the concrete people just showed up. They just showed up. I don't know what he's got playing here. Okay. Let's see what's going to happen, people. Concrete people just showed up. It's going to get real interesting.
They called it.
What?
They went next door first.
Cube's in the way.
I'll move it.
Okay.
Okay. What do we...
Just, I would say back it right in his driveway.
Or put it in my driveway.
That's what I said.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, put it in Marlon's driveway.
They
They hit the trash.
Put it on my side.
They got to bring it in a trailer, so they hit the trash. That's okay. It happens. Nope. They're starting on the demo this morning. They just pulled up. They're 10 minutes late. That's fine. That's what she said.
Josh. You are brilliant. Mushroom prints in the new concrete.
Oh, yeah.
When they leave. Uh-huh. When they pour that new pad in the back, I'm stamping it with my approval. Yes. You're going to want a bowl of water, though, right there. Because after you stamp it, you want to immediately rinse that. Because it's got that lime in there.
Yeah, it's caustic.
Yeah, caustic.
It's caustic.
And that'll get on your... You don't want caustic on your cocksicle. That's brilliant. It'll burn. Yeah, that's what Rick says. It will burn. Oh, maybe if I put it in like a Ziploc bag. Mm. A sandwich bag.
Mm-hmm.
If I, and then I just plopped it down with the sandwich bag. Then, what's up, old man? You came in at a weird time. And then put a condom on it, but you got to get the berries. Wow. Yeah. Oh, Vaseline coating.
Ooh,
Josh.
Man.
Josh always knows how to do it.
It's got all the great...
Josh has all the great ideas.
Jeez.
Yeah, a little tunage. Just play it right there under the mic. A releasing agent. That's what Rick said. They make sprays. Oh, just use Pam. Pam. Pam.
Spray Pam on it.
Yeah, I'll spray some Pam on it. That'll make it slippery. Just spray some Spam on it. That's right, the dick dipping. That's funny. That's what this is. Josh says we need to do handprints and mushroom prints in the new concrete. But then he says we got to put Vaseline on it, and I suggested a sandwich bag over the whole deal.
Okay, they have to send it upon us.
Okay, so we're going to continue to podcast until the first jackhammer fires up, okay? Okay. Well, that's going to give them, they'll take at least 20 more minutes to get set up. So I want to know really quick, everybody in the room, what are you doing today? Are you doing anything that you think is interesting or fun, you have planned, or like some of us, nothing, but trying to finish this 6,000 piece puzzle? See, Rick's doing jack shit, and Mary is cleaning. Sally is still watching Pornhub because she's getting it for free.
Yeah.
Because she's in the UK.
Yeah.
Right. Nice.
Which is great.
Well, Pornhub's offered free subscription if you sign a release to stay home and jack off.
Yeah. Shut up.
It's on the website.
If you sign the release.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I gotta see this.
If you sign the release, they'll give you premium Pornhub.
Pornhub.
For like 3 months.
Do I gotta put my credit card in?
I don't know.
Hey, should we move that trash over for them?
Yeah.
Huh?
Is it, you think it's in their way?
Yeah, it is. Exactly in their way.
Okay, well, I'll move it.
Well, I'm just asking because it's a lot of trash.
All right, I will move it.
But they're trying to unload their trailer there. Okay, okay. And they're parked where I was parked, so... It needs to go over.
All right, join a free week on premium Pornhub. No, it's not saying anything. Oh, stay safe. Stay below the curve. Self-isolate. Practice social distancing. Interesting. So they're not kidding. Free premium Pornhub to stay home and whack off. And practice social distancing.
You know what? Everyone has to do their part.
All right, I'm going, Rick. I'm going to move the trash. Now you got him yelling at me.
I told you. It is in the way.
Oh, it's totally in the way.
I told you.
All right, I'll go help him.
All right, got to go that way because of the cord. Now they're both going to go move the trash. It's brilliant. Hey, this is exciting and kind of nerve-wracking at the same time. Having these people come and do this concrete work at your house during a pandemic. Pandemic. So, it's kind of unnerving. What? Yeah, we're getting a new driveway.
We're getting a new garage floor. That's why we did emptied the garage, and on Swallow Nation is the video of Sean turning the cube around completely in the empty garage. We have a like a RV pad on the side of the house. They're redoing that, and our entire back porch is going to be redone. So a lot of concrete work. A lot of concrete foundation work, which is, it's scary. It's scary, but these guys are professionals, and they're going to fix the house from sinking into the hole. Into the pit. What? What am I not gonna like?
He said they're probably not gonna pour it until Monday.
I told you. So?
That means your car's gonna be outside.
For a week.
At night.
I know.
And you don't like that.
All right, we gotta move the Pontiac out. I'm parking in Marlon's garage.
Yes. Big Rick, what we're getting. Did you already tell him?
Yeah.
Okay.
I told him about all of the new concrete that's
fine.
Coming.
Then you don't need me here.
It'll be good. Did you move the trash?
I moved the trash that they wanted me to move. Okay. They did not care about the trash. I'm trying to set up my free Pornhub to keep me below the curve.
I want a Pornhub.
Well, set your own up.
Oh, I will. And you know what? Mine is going to be better than yours.
We can share watch lists.
No.
With Amita.
Okay.
Or Sally.
I'll share with Sally.
Sally can send you her watch list. And
yeah.
You can send
that
your...
is an interesting thing, right? Like, what kind of porn are people into?
Thanks, Rick. Well, it would be interesting to know, you know, because sometimes people won't come out and say, oh, I like watching, doggy style videos or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or only from behind videos.
Squirt videos.
Right. Or gimp videos.
Gimp videos.
Gimp.
Yeah. Or amputee videos.
Yeah.
People are into that. Body modifications.
It's a thing. I think that goes.
I only like porn with tattooed dudes in them. See?
Mm-hmm.
But they won't tell you that. But maybe they'd share their watch list with you.
Right.
Nah.
You learn a lot about
a
person.
I ain't sharing my watch list.
I'm not sharing my watch
list. No way in hell. Now that I'm talking about this out loud, there is no way in hell.
Like, Marlon is borderline pedophile. What the fuck are you watching? Said she's 18.
Was that a horse in that video?
Man, Amita's still working.
There's so much porn in the world.
The old man, they're getting ready to do a Dreadnought podcast. So make sure we'll have jackhammers in no time here.
Yeah.
I'm in the way and rendered obsolete.
Let's see.
Amita said she's going to set up her account too so she can share with you.
Mm-hmm.
Sally says she watches lesbian porn.
Oh.
And I might be guilty of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got a couple other people in there.
I watch all the porn.
Do you think, Josh, this question is geared towards you, do gay guys watch only gay porn?
I don't know. Josh?
Well, I'd already said his name.
Well, say it again.
Josh. No, you got it right, Rick. I have been rendered obsolete.
You?
Yep, other than dishes.
What are you talking about?
No, nothing. It's just a little something going on between Rick and I.
Oh.
We're just chatting, Rick and me. Just playing a little ambient music. I'm sure you can hear that. Nice.
I'm sure.
Oh, so Josh is by. He watches everything. That's funny. Do you know who lets all... That's not it, Josh. That's not it.
I know.
Marlon,
that
so
should
close.
Go there.
I'm going to call you Josh. I was thinking about Josh. Let's all be glad right now, all of us. Even Amita, I know you're at work, and I'm sorry that's happening, and Mary's working, and everyone else in here that's working. We're not those dudes out on the back porch about ready to fire up a jackhammer.
No shit.
And those kids, did you see those kids? They got sledgehammers and wheelbarrows and shovels.
See, I'm telling you, it's a little nerving. It's about to happen out there.
They're about to work real hard.
Really hard.
One of them has a Bernie Sanders 2020 shirt on.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
He's like, yeah, that's my work shirt.
I thought it was funny. I thought, wow.
Oh, no, Mary can't get her allergy shot or it could kill her.
Why?
Because corona, I guess, corona. Could be in her allergy shots. So go buy some Kleenex and suck it up, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. So what is that? Your nose is going to run.
Is it going to go? I don't think that's right. Too dark.
I don't think so either.
It's close, though. I want it for you.
Nope.
Hey, are we going to just wait and see about the rocks and the wall?
This guy, someone says they could use that Bernie's t-shirt for toilet paper. Mm-hmm. So she gets a shot.
Feel the burn.
Now there's a lot going on here, and I'm liking all of it, so hold on. All right, so that was a joke from Pilot. There, the Bernie Sanders joke. Amita was asked what she does for work. She is a dominator. No, wait. Air traffic. ATC. Oh, the steroid shot's no good for her. So Amita is a controller.
Okay.
And Sally is the dominator.
Ah.
But Amita says she dominates numbers. Oh. So they have a lot in common, these two. And I think between Sally, Amita, and Shayna, we're going to get some good porn watch lists.
Yes, you are.
I think we are. We need to get you guys hooked up right away.
That's funny.
Someone's calling. I don't know if it will work. I'm going to try it for the hell of it. Think it's working?
I hear.
I heard something.
Hello?
Oh, I hear breathing. I hear.
Two doms don't make a right, but they do make for a fun night. I hear you. Can you hear us? Oh. Okay, I can hear me, so.
They need their earbuds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's up, Big Rick? Okay, we're good. He said hi. I just saw the word hi. I was like, hello! Accountants. Simon's in the room. What's going on, Simon? Thanks for joining us. We are talking our preferred porn watch. I bet you that porn has gone way up. You know, domestic violence calls have gone way up, too.
Mm-hmm.
But child abuse calls have gone way down. And there's some relieved kids out there that mom's the one getting it.
Wow. No. The kids just can't get to the phone.
Oh.
That's all.
I got that, Rick. I'm up to speed now, Rick. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I hear him out there talking in their weird language.
What?
You hear it? Go.
Jabber, 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 jabber. Jabber, 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 jabber.
Orale.
You're great. Well, let's see.
Let's just see what happens. We just want to be here with you guys. We're still at the house. Marlon's still here.
Puzzling.
We're still puzzling.
It's getting better. We're getting more.
Go to Facebook. Oh.
There's a jackhammer.
So go to Facebook to Swallow Nation and watch all of our fun videos. We are making a lot of cool videos. We're going to make something in the Instapot this week.
Maybe they can get it from underneath it.
I have no idea. There's a wall that goes between our patios, and they would have to take it out. I'm not taking it out.
Maybe they're going to do like one side and then the other side.
No, it's going to be one pour. Okay.
I understand that. It's going to be interesting.
Wow. Ah! The sound isn't too bad. Look up the jackhammer sex position, Josh says.
Jackhammer! We've seen it. He's breaking that poor girl's neck.
Neck breaker.
I saw it. All the breaking. All right,
this is why we could not podcast in the basement. Yeah. Because I bet you it's loud as hell down there.
Yeah.
Especially with our mics down there.
Oh, yeah.
It would have picked up everything. Oh, just be glad you're not them people, that you're not those kids out there.
What? What are you talking about?
Dude, I'm talking to all these people that are working. And I feel bad that you're working. Javelin is here. He's a javelin catcher. You think that's a gay reference? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not making fun of your name. It just came to my brain because I thought of Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah.
And the guy throwing the javelin. You know
what
I mean?
That's a great movie,
and his name is Javelin Catcher.
If you haven't seen that movie.
Josh, come on. I'm not the only one that thought that. Right? Back me up here. Anyways, what I was saying was something that was going to be fascinating. Oh, let's all be glad we're not jackhammering. Because
right.
We're laughing and giggling and talking about porn and thinking about our wish lists on Pornhub. But that guy's not. He's thinking about, I wonder if I'll ever hear again.
Right.
And stuff like that.
Right.
He's like, my teeth are going to hurt after today.
That's right.
Shaking them loose. Ooh, your house robe.
Sally says, what kind of toy are they using over there? She's got a vibrator that's more industrial than that thing sounds.
That's a good vibrator. I like them strong.
They get all the good stuff in Europe.
That's right.
The swallows are here. I just wanted to play that again for everyone.
Yeah, that's fun. Because we're just hanging out.
What movie, Rick? I missed it. Hang on. Jackhammer? Jackhammer Love?
Jackhammer Love?
Mm-hmm.
I keep wanting that one to go there, and it fits there, but it doesn't go there. It doesn't sound like it's breaking up.
No.
It sounds like it's
Revenge
bouncing.
Revenge of the Nerds, yes, that is a great movie. Yeah, that's right. Great movie.
Could it be bouncing if there's nothing underneath it?
No, it would break up easier.
Oh, it would?
Yeah.
If it was hollow underneath, yeah, that would create a place for that vibration to go.
So he can
lift it.
Lift it.
I'm going to go
look. Screw that. You got to lift it up as you break it out?
Yeah.
Yeah, to create
it. They got to put them into chunks to get it into wheelbarrows to wheel it around the front.
That's crazy. I'm glad I'm not a concrete worker. I've done a lot of things, but I'm glad I missed that one.
I tore a driveway up one time when I worked construction.
Oh, yeah?
I was probably 16.
Oh.
And I knew me and manual labor did not get along. And I'm going to have to apply myself.
This is not for me. I'm going to have to apply myself. Huck. Sounds like hard work.
That's where I learned the jackhammer trick. And I bet someone's got a long metal bar. Just gets under it, lifts it up, and you can jackhammer it.
So break
once you,
it.
Once you get, like, you know, a little bit of air under it.
And they'll crack it.
They'll crack it.
Yeah. Gosh, I wonder how long it took him to figure that out. The neighbor guest is Marlon. And he is funny. That's why he's here all the time. Because it's fun over here, and he's funny.
It's funny.
All right, let's see what's happening. These crazy jackhammers. Bunch of young kids, too. You know?
Well, yeah, I'm too old to do that crap.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I guess in that business, you gotta try to get in, make a lot of money, hire a lot of people so you don't kill your body. Right? What the hell, man? These two right here too. I've gotten it down to that. And it's like, come on, where are those pieces? This will make you crazy. Crazy. I don't know.
Okay, walk away from the puzzle. Is it time to walk away?
Oh
yeah.
Yeah. What?
So that's an electric jackhammer.
Okay.
Which is weird. I know, but not. I would think a pneumatic is going to be more powerful. Yeah. What I think is weird is the oldest guy over there is the one running the jackhammer.
He's just getting his shit in first.
That's
just,
right.
They're making no progress. They are in trouble.
They are in trouble.
They're going to be here all day.
They're not pouring shit on Monday.
What about that wall?
They're just trying to bust up small little chunks with their pickaxe. The last thing.
Oh man, am I gonna have to pull my Christmas lights?
Oh yeah, because he is flinging a pickaxe.
Yeah.
Because across the ceiling out there. Yeah, we should. But they won't be over on our side till Wednesday. They should go get another freaking jackhammer. And like three more dudes. That's a big job.
Over here till Wednesday. That's funny.
Yeah, a pneumatic jackhammer is gonna... He's barely cutting it. He's barely cutting it.
How is it just...
I should have zoomed in on his video. Mm-hmm. But he's just... And they're barely through yet. They're not actually even all the way through.
I just started on the end.
I don't know why they chose to start right in the center like that.
Yeah.
That's also... I would not have started there.
They should hire us to do this.
No.
Well, what's it pay? I have headphones. I can just crank up a podcast.
Nobody wants surgery. I got to do something.
I'll do it.
Nobody. They all want surgery, Marlon. They just can't have it right now.
Well, hydraulic, pneumatic, whatever. I mean, you know what I mean. The air one. Air compressor. Pneumatic.
The air one.
Come on over here, Rick. I'll show you a hydraulic jackhammer.
They should have started over here because it's all broke out already. You know, between our houses.
Well, Dagva, we're talking about anything and everything. We are just in the house. My wife and the neighbor and me did a little tiny bit. Have been working on a puzzle for the last 72 hours straight. we're calling it the Marathon Puzzle of 2020. It's Yoda. And he's an asshole because he's just been staring at us.
Go together.
His little condescending look on his face, like, ha ha. This puzzle's meant for you to put my face together first, so I can stare at you the whole time.
You're getting nothing done.
We're talking to Sally, and we're talking to Mary, and classy little cupcake. We're talking about porn. Sally's watching porn. She's our hero. And Amita's at work. Getting ready to watch porn. And we're here working on a puzzle thinking about porn.
That piece doesn't go there.
And there are three men on the back porch jackhammering out the porch to pour new concrete. I think you're all caught up. Dagva, what are you doing? Wow, Sally. Sally wants us all to know that she knows what the hell's going on. Hydraulic jackhammers are sold in Europe. Like I said, they got all the good stuff. I could see how they would be more efficient because they're compressing fluid instead of air. That makes sense. Do you know what I mean? You're probably going to get more powerful thrust when you're pushing fluid. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, you get a... So that makes sense. Air humping, you don't get as much thrust.
No.
You just don't. In fluid, poof. Classy little cupcake is bored at work, but boy, the windows are going to rattle out of this house.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing she didn't think about, this old house and these crappy ass aluminum window frames. These jackhammers are going to, you got one!
Yeah.
This jackhammer is going to take the windows out. Power thrust.
Well,
Bacter is here. It's good to have you. It's good to have you here, Back. We're just having fun listening to Jackhammer. We can't go anywhere, people. You realize that we can't go anywhere?
You're stuck listening to Jackhammer.
Because we're in lockdown.
And these guys are going to be doing that? I would think an electric jackhammer would get really hot, too. That coil in there, because it's got to have a copper coil, right, in there? What is that, a rheostat? It's got to have a rheostat in there.
A rheostat?
Yeah, that's that thing that spins around that makes the magnetic field that creates the electricity that turns the motor that's then turning a shaft. That change the direction of the thrust to make it upward, downward, instead of a rotational.
Oh, yeah.
It's two things, whereas air is just shooting straight down. It's just a cylinder, which would make it. A pneumatic
cylinder.
Or a hydraulic would even be more efficient. Because think of those hydraulic fucking lifts on a tractor and shit, all those hydraulic. Oh, they dropped it. I heard it hit the ground, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
I heard it hit the ground hard.
He threw it down. He's like, screw this. It's not working.
This is not coming together like I thought. Okay, Yoda, show me my piece.
Oh, come on.
Just show it to me.
Sometimes this computer really wants to get a punch in the dick.
Wow. Get a punch in the dick. That sounds aggressive. Mm. What's happening?
Well,
it's the jackhammering.
Big Rick wants to discuss the properties of hydraulic pressure as opposed to pneumatic and air pressure. He wants to try and calculate the air velocity speed of a Western swallow while carrying a coconut shell. And I'm pretty sure Oh, well, don't.
Oh, my God.
That's not, this room is not for taking people to task.
Taking people to task?
Yeah, she said something and now he's fucking poking her about it.
Oh,
so
yeah, no, don't do that.
Just drop it. Don't matter.
We don't do that.
Doesn't matter.
Nope, it's better to go back to talking about porn.
Porn, yeah. What happened to that? No, there's no good music in porn anymore. You know, the ripping...
Was there ever?
Yeah, was that music. Ripping, riffing guitars, you know what I mean? That hot freaking... Meow, meow.
Meow, meow. Banjo.
See, now we're talking. Josh is right. Banjo. He's like, oh, that's boring. Let's talk about what would happen if you put a dildo on a jackhammer.
Oh, that would make your pussy sore.
Well.
Or your butthole.
There you go.
So are you going to want electric or hydraulic?
Yeah, you're going to want the electric. I'm thinking there we want the electric one. Or maybe the hydraulic because it might go a little slower, according to what I'm reading, the properties of fluids over air. But I'm thinking the electric one would be the way to go with the dildo. Now, I have seen Sawzalls.
Yeah.
That have that dildo attachment. Mm-hmm. But that seems like it could get out of your... And it gets, you know what I mean? You'd lose control.
You know, that Sawzall's heavy.
Exactly.
Come on, let's get something a little more manageable.
And then there's the one...
jackhammer's not?
No.
One that is like a bicycle. It's got pedals on it. And you pedal it and
it goes up in there. Yeah.
So it's self-control kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's okay, Shayna. Josh says it's okay. He calls his butthole his pussy. That might have just been for text. Maybe just for the room.
That's funny shit.
We should consider the anal intruder from the film Top Secret. Now they moved over to our side. They're like, fuck it, this side's hard.
Did they?
I think so. They're like, let's do that side later. What? That side's hard. I think they are on our side now. No.
It's just loud.
It just sounds like it's bouncing off of the concrete.
What's up, Gungeon? How are you today? Have you ever wondered what would happen if you put a dildo on a jackhammer? I don't know, the gate's open now, so they might be hitting it right there by the gate now.
I just don't know, the wall, it comes down.
It's attached to the fucking concrete, honey. I have mollies.
Oh, right.
And so they can't take that concrete out without moving that wall.
It. Okay, well, we'll see what
so
happens.
They gotta do what? I don't think Gungeon understood the question.
Oh, Daphne.
That's all right.
Hey. Stop.
Wednesday. Yeah, they're gonna be here. They're supposed to be here for the next 2 days. You know what I mean? Because they're gonna do the back patio today, demo it. Then tomorrow they'll demo the driveway and the garage. And then after they demo the garage, then tomorrow. Thursday it's supposed to kind of get cold. Friday, We're supposed to see rain.
They already have a pile out there.
And they're not going to work Saturday and Sunday, probably.
I bet they do. They're Hispanic. They're going to work. They already have a pile out in the driveway.
I heard your comment about Wednesday, and they were okay. Fuck those guys.
What?
I don't know. Something about Wednesdays.
Who's Wednesday?
I don't know. There's a lot going on here all of a sudden. The dogs are upset. Anal intruder. Justin's here. Huh. Interesting. Hello, Lisa is in the room. Gungeon, if you have something you want to talk about, feel free and type it right in there instead of just continuing to say hi. That would be far more productive.
Hi.
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 Hi. Hi.
Oh, I got it. I got you, Rick. They are moving around out there, I think, to test the different densities, thickness, maybe? Thickness of the stuff?
Well, because it was mudjacked. So doesn't that just put more concrete underneath?
I feel like it. I do. Yeah, for everybody who's just joining us, my name is Sean. This is Everything Swallow Podcast. Thanks for joining us. My beautiful wife, Shayna.
That's me.
And we have the neighbor, Marlon, is here.
He's our beautiful neighbor, Marlon.
And the three of us have pretty much been just, I don't know.
Quarantined together?
Yeah, not quite. I hate using the word quarantine. I got you. The chats are moving fast, Gungeon. I see you. Yes, hello there. So we are not swinging together. Thank you. Who do you think asked that question? Anyone?
I don't know.
It's Sally.
Oh.
That's Sally. Dirty little Sally. Not today, Sally. No. But thank you. All right. Okay, so tomorrow I'm on robotics for 2.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, for a different channel. For a different channel. That'll be fun.
Be
what are you doing? We are just hanging out doing a puzzle. Mike is here. Doss is here. The room just got really busy. We are hanging out here in Colorado. We are in Colorado.
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High, Colorado. Oh, he was born in the summer of his 27th year. That's the name. That's his words.
How was he born?
He was born in the summer of his 27th year.
Is he singing about a child?
No, men get it. Men get it. Women don't get those kind of deep references.
What is it? Wait, listen.
I was born in my 28th year.
Because that's when you met me?
Yes.
Oh.
Don't you get it? Sometimes you're not born until you like experience life. And so I think what John Denver was saying is that the boy in that song... Because he went to Colorado, got Rocky Mountain High, he learned how to sing, he had found a woman, he got some sex on.
Come on, you bitch.
On.
Ah!
I can play it a little bit. I don't know all the words.
Come on.
Now someone's walking all over Amita's roof.
Come on.
Holy mackerel. What is going on? Where is everybody from? That's a great question. Gungeon asked, is where's everybody at? We're in Colorado. Who's where? I know that Sally's in the UK. And I know that Dina Joe and Classy Little Cupcake are in Centennial. He was not much of a pilot. That is true, Doss. He was a hell of a songwriter. Amita's in Denver, but not a very good pilot. Mary Poppins is in Westminster. That's kind of funny. I do know the little riff, though, but I don't know all the words.
Damn this puzzle. I need a puzzle break.
It is, we're so close, Marlon.
I know, that's why you gotta walk away from it, though.
I know. That's why I had to. Pretty soon we're gonna need to start drinking to continue.
Shit. What time is it? It's 9:45. I gotta do my ordering here in about 15 minutes.
Westminster. Who's walking on her roof?
I don't know.
That's something.
All right, let's see if I can do this, Rick. Can you guys hear the guitar? Over the jackhammer. All right, we'll see. We'll see. I've been trying to learn it. I think the jackhammer is like a metronome. It's like a little jackhammer metronome.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because I love John Denver, and I want to know more John Denver songs. Almost Heaven.
I was pretty impressed you knew that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Now, let's see if I can't do one better. That's not too bad. We won't even hear it after a couple hours.
You were right about that.
Yep. Just give it a couple.
Pretty soon, your hands go numb and you're just along for the ride.
Close. Road. I might know Country Road. That one's pretty simple. John Denver did have some great songs. It's too bad. If he hadn't died, he'd have wrote more songs.
Yeah.
He would have.
He would have.
Oh, I'm sure he would have.
He liked writing songs.
And him and Sonny Bono, they could have written songs together.
Oh, they could have.
I mean, they didn't die the same. John Denver died while skiing, flying a plane. Yeah.
Sonny Bono died skiing.
Looking at planes. That's why he crashed. Yeah, their deaths are very. Yep.
It's John Denver.
Yep. Sonny Bono was looking up at the sky. And he's like, that's John Denver. That's exactly right.
John Denver was looking down.
Yeah.
Is that Sonny?
That's fucking Sonny Bono down there. Bam, right into a mountain.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Rocky Mountain High. I should do a whole John Denver set. If you haven't had a chance, go to my Facebook page, Sean Swallow on Facebook, and you can see my set of music. I did about an hour's worth of music, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
On Sunday.
That was good.
Plus some other fun stuff. The video we did yesterday was great. It took all of us. It was family participation.
Yes, it was.
All right, John Denver's hair made Josh uncomfortable. It was so straight. It made me jealous. I always wanted to have straight, long hair, but instead my hair looked like Farrah Fawcett's hair.
Yep.
Yeah. It did.
Very Farrah Fawcett-y.
Oh, Lucy Sky. They're trying to get my business. Let's see here.
Yes.
Everyone's trying to get your business. Get your business.
Can you think about some of the companies that have really benefited from this? Like Uber. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we can have fun with this.
We can have fun with this?
Yeah.
With what? Oh. I see what's happening. I see. This is going to be a little treat.
It's from Big Rick.
Oh, good job.
He looked like a cousin from the Brady Bunch. Yeah, he did. He did look like a country. Company, a cousin. Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River.
What in the heck?
Life is older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze, country road. Mama? What does a mountain mama look like? I'm guessing she's on like a dirty gray moo moo. Mountain mama. Don't mess with her, she's a mountain mama.
I don't know. Mountain mama.
All my memories gathered around her. Miner's lady, strange new blue water. Dark and dusty, this is still the mountain mama. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky. Misted taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye. And my country road, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, big old mountain mama. Take me home.
It has to be a metaphor or something else.
A metaphor?
Metaphor.
I hear a voice in the morning. Come on in for breakfast, boys. Hours she calls me. Radio reminds me of that day I'm far away. Driving down that road.
Whoa.
That road. I get that I've never actually played the song before. Feeling I should have gone home yesterday.
Yesterday.
Country road. Take me home. To that place where I belong. It's in West. There's a big old sweaty mountain mama. My country road.
That was awesome.
Maybe she had moonshine. That's good. I'd follow her home then. Some moonshine, a hand job from my mountain mama.
Mountain mama.
Her hands are all scratchy. Mama, your hands are scratchy. I know. It's quicker that way.
Hurry up and finish.
You guys are wrong.
I should learn that song.
You should.
That's good stuff.
Sound like you kind of knew it already.
Right. We got Lily just joined us and Small Furry.
Ooh.
Small Furry Wilson is in the room. I'm a big fan of furries. I have a furry song. I like furries. I like furries.
I wasn't even waiting for a yes, I do. Evan. I just got stuck on it.
Mary just spit out her coffee. Oh, gotta go home. You got coffee on yourself.
You got coffee virus.
Coffee virus? That's the next one? Oh my God, not the Folger virus. I got the Folger virus. And it gets y'all jittery. You get the jitters and you're irritated. Jitters. Ooh, you got one.
Got one.
Yeah, Folger virus. That's my new thing. We're going to do a Folger virus video. And Sanka.
Sanka.
Remember Sanka?
Listen.
Oh, she's fine. She just spit it all over her own house.
Okay.
It's fine. You don't have to clean that up.
You don't even have
Rick
to.
Is here. Wildemore. Mildemahofer. Will.
What?
Wilmahofer. Wilmahofer. That is Wilma from Scooby-Doo and Michael and Dustin Hoffenhofer.
Hoffenhofer?
What was his name?
Michael Hasselhoff.
Jingle
Michael Hasselhoff had a baby, and their name is Wilmahofer. And they solve crimes on the beach. Through analytics and simple deduction.
Yeah. You're on it.
I am. Well,
on it.
My mind is sharp today.
Sharp.
Sharp like a...
Tack.
Well, I was going to say hammer.
Okay.
But I appreciate such a glowing review. David Hasselhoff, you assholes.
Who did you say?
Michael Hasselhoff.
That's because his name is David Knight. Michael Hasselhoff.
Michael Knight.
Wasn't that Knight Rider?
Yeah.
Yes, that was Knight Rider. Hey,
funny.
We should drink now. Maybe we would think better.
We should.
Knight Rider did rule.
It did. It was a good
oh,
show.
Oh, man.
With Kit?
I had the remote control car that Dan would drive around.
You had Kit?
Yep.
Kit, where are you, buddy?
Yep. He'd drive out of the...
He had the first iWatch.
Yeah.
That was a...
Hey, Siri, where are you?
That was a Galaxy Watch.
Yeah.
It was an iWatch. Kit was not a Mac. And so he was not... So he would not have been compatible with an iWatch at all. It would not have spoke. He was a Galaxy.
That's funny.
Yeah, no, I'm working on my fish tank pump right now. Hello from Colombia. Nara, how are you? Are you staying safe? Nara Long. Feels like that's a play on words. Because of your picture, you look like a gigolo.
Gigolo?
He's just a gigolo. Everybody knows. Gigolo. There's Jack hammering behind me.
A gigolo? Why you blow that right on my face?
I didn't. Yeah. Everywhere I go, I gotta get right on my phone.
What do you think?
I think
could
that...
Could you, get some water?
I don't, but I could get you some water.
Would you?
If you wanted some.
That'd be so great. Thank you. You could just feel it, shaking them up. Shaking them up. Shaking him up, my poor jackhammer guys.
I'm a jackhammer, baby.
It's crazy. They're really going for it out there. But I guess they better, because the boss is standing out front. He's right out there supervising.
Now you have that song in my head. Gigolo. Jigga, 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 who?
Fucking puzzle.
This is amazing. It's like doing a completely black one. Hey, can I have that? You're just gonna leave it over there? Now what are you looking at?
I'm doing our thing.
What thing? Oh, well, do this.
Okay, well, let's wrap it up. It's 10 o'clock. The jackhammers are in full form. Been on for an hour and a half. We love you guys.
Yes, we love you. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thanks, guys. What
does it say to you?
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. We miss you all. See you soon.
Bye, everybody.
Amita, just to answer your question really fast, it's because we just wanted to share our life with everyone. That's the simple answer. That's what got us into podcasting.
Yeah.
And we thought we'd be good at it. You let us know if we're doing a good job. Always give us a star or a like wherever you're listening. If you're on Podbean, please hit that like button. If you download and re-listen to these episodes, if you're on Stitcher, Spotify, iHeart, wherever you're listening to the podcast, you could really do us a great favor by just giving us a positive review. Yeah. However they take them, even if it's just a thumbs up.
Yep.
Have a great day, and may your day be filled with jackhammering.
Yes. Goodbye.
Bye. Five new followers, 125 people came through.
Nice.
Okay, let's see how we can do this.